Welcome to the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast. On the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast, we cover how to grow your online business and market your magic in a way that has your ideal client raising their hand and pulling out their credit card, all while using spiritual practices and modalities to help keep you regulated and aligned. I'm your host, Jess Angelini. Let's dive in. Oh my gosh, I am back. So you are probably like, wait a minute, Jess, what is going on? This used to be the Social Strategy Slayer podcast. This used to be all about using social media to grow your online business or your fitness business. What am I listening to? And do I still want to be here? These are fair questions. So I am going to use this podcast to have a very chatty catch up. But first, I want to go over really what this podcast is going to be moving forward and if it's for you or not, and full permission to move forward. And, you know, if this isn't for you, that's totally okay. Or maybe you know someone who this would be for and you want to share it with them and let them know, that'd be amazing. And just kind of talk about like what we're going to be talking about here, what we're going to be doing. New name, the Online Marketing Alchemist Podcast. It feels so aligned. I, you know, for years marketed myself as a social media strategist, and that did work for me, but I really have evolved my business, my brand, and have done a lot of inner work over the past 2 years to look at what I really am doing, who I really am serving, and what I really am creating in terms of results for my clients, and getting really clear on what that's going to look like and how I show up in my own business and how I want to support others to do the same. And over the past couple of years, I've been a little bit quiet. I mean, you haven't heard from me in a while on this podcast. And on social media, I have been sharing a lot of updates and things, but ultimately I have been really in my little transformation life change bubble. And now I'm coming out of that bubble and I'm so excited to talk with you guys about all the updates. So the first thing we're going to cover is this podcast. So let's just get right into it. So Online Marketing Alchemist Podcast, really, you are going to be hearing me, Jess Angelini, your host, who most of you know, but if you don't know, and this is your first time, welcome. I'm an online business owner, an online marketing alchemist, a social media content strategist, a former social media agency owner, so I know what I'm talking about there with content, and a somatic and energetic coach. And on this podcast, I'm going to share my best strategies for how entrepreneurs can use social media to bring in clients, to market themselves, but then also how to stay aligned within yourself, how to use spiritual, energetic, somatic modalities for you to regulate your nervous system so you can show up as the most embodied CEO possible, which is going to be so helpful for you. Those little energetic tweaks are everything, and we're going to talk about those a lot here. Trust me, they have literally changed my life over the last 2 years. My energy, my body, my nervous system, how I'm able to show up in my life, how I'm able to show up for myself, for my family, for my son. Oh yeah, that's a conversation we're going to be having. I had a baby. Crazy. Whether you are growing an online coaching business, you're maybe a business coach, a spiritual coach, some sort of coach who sells programs, offers, maybe you're a spiritual business owner. Maybe you are somewhere in between. Maybe you're right in between there. Maybe you identify with a few of those things, or you are someone who's selling retreats. Whatever that looks like to you, this podcast is going to help you learn how to market your magic and your alchemy in a way that has your ideal client raising your hand. And like I said before, pulling out their credit card, right? We want clients to enroll with us so we can actually help them get that transformation. And not only are we going to do that, we're going to do that while teaching you how to really align your energy. What are some actual practices that you can use to regulate your nervous system? What are some modalities that you can use in your business for you as the CEO, right? You don't have to offer this all this to clients, but for you, you've got to have tools in your toolbox. And I'm going to be giving you some great tools throughout this that you can use to help you align yourself with your authentic voice and with what you really want to be doing out there in the world, right? And The other thing we're going to do is throw out our bro marketing books. Seriously, I am so sick of the bro marketing world. I am so sick of all of the really gross, icky, patriarchal, unaligned ways of marketing. We're not going to be talking about that. We are going to be strategic, though. There's a difference there. And we're going to forget all the BS that you've learned through the years and the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe that you've spent on coaching. And maybe along the way, you've gotten coaching where the coach or your mentor never really understood you or your mission. And we're going to learn how to undo that, untangle that, and let that go so you can dive into the world of building a business that aligns with you and is wildly profitable. So that's what you can expect from this show moving forward. If you have ideas of content you want me to create, I am going to be creating like crazy. I am back. So please message me. Let me know. I am a generator in human design. If you know, you know. I really respond well to hearing what you're going through and being able to create from that place, or hearing what questions or what pops up for you as you listen to this podcast and you're curious for me to dive in deeper into any specific point, please do not hesitate to reach out. If it's something that, you know, listen, this is how I feel. Sometimes I feel scared to reach out to people because I don't want to cross a boundary, right? I'm very hyper aware that for coaches, for consultants, for human design experts, for whoever it is, they get paid to do this coaching, right? So I never want to cross a boundary. And just know that if there's something where I'm like, hey, you'd have to work with me to know that, or if I'd have to work with you to understand that, that's totally fine. You are allowed to reach out and then we can always, you know, peel back. But I'd rather you reach out and let me know where you're at, what things are coming up for you, and yeah, all the things. So I want to catch up with you. This episode isn't as my normal typical content where I have like my key talking points, my hook, my contacts, my bottom line, all the things, like a core piece of content, which is what I teach my clients. This is more of a catch up conversation. So with that being said, the last time I talked to you was a while ago. And it's so crazy because I was listening to the last episode last week as I was gearing up to get this podcast back up and running today on my birthday, by the way. It's my 31st birthday when you're listening to this, which was planned very strategically because I love my birthday. And my birthday is a time when I like to give gifts to my clients and my audience. I just bonused some really awesome stuff for my clients who are in the portal, which is my 12-month coaching program. And they were like, oh my God, you're gifting us stuff on your birthday week. And I was like, yeah, that's the vibe. That's what I like to do. So that's super fun for me. And I really, you know, had a lot of things come up for me a couple of years ago as I was scaling my business. And I just was really needing a break. I really was feeling lost. I was feeling like I lost sight of my own vision. And when you are coaching in any container, it is so important that you do not lose sight of your vision. You have to learn how to discern when you're getting coaching based on what actually aligns with you, what feels in your body like a yes, versus what feels in your body like, you know what? This doesn't feel aligned. There's a difference between being uncomfortable because your coach is stretching you to do something like reshoot a course or go deeper with messaging, right? Or, hey, I think you should take this direction in your business. And then you saying, okay, I'll do that because you're unclear, or that person has so much conviction in the fact that they think that's the direction you should go. Even though for you, you're like, no, that is not the direction I want to go. I do not want to do that with my business. That's so important for you to pick up on and listen to. If you are an energetic no with something, you've got to stay in that energetic no. It is so important. You have to be able to learn how to discern what your vision is and what someone else is going to tell you you should do. Because everyone's always going to have an opinion on your business. Everyone's always going to have an opinion on your vision. And you've got to be able to say, no, you know what? Actually, that doesn't align with where I'm trying to go. That's why whenever I'm hiring a coach these days, I will have a very serious conversation with them about where I'm at, what I feel my blind spots are. Also let them know that obviously blind spots are blind spots. I don't know what I can't see. I'm open to coaching, but that here is my vision. This is where I'm taking my company. And that's a non-negotiable. For me, it is online marketing alchemy. It is combining the spiritual and the mindset, the energy work, the somatic work with the strategy, because you can't separate the two. I've never been able to and actually have a successful launch. And we can talk about what success means as well. Of course, we can unpack that another episode of what a successful launch is and how to define that for yourself. But ultimately, I now know that I need to energetically feel that my coach or who I'm working with, even team members, are bought in to what I'm doing. Because if they're not, then we aren't a fit, and that's okay. It's okay for someone to be like, you know what? I'm not bought into this. I don't think this is right for me. I don't see what you're doing here. And if they don't see what you're doing here, you've got to move on. And that's where I was at. I was just at this place where I didn't even know how I was going to infuse these things together in a program. I had just moved unexpectedly. My husband got a job and we had moved from Chicago where we were house hunting, and we had literally put an offer in on a condo to moving to Southern California for his new job. And he got the job in, you know, the job offer in February. And we were moved in by, what was this? April was when our new lease started. So my life totally shifted. And then I made the choice to step away from my agency that I was running, my social media agency. I kept one client who I still do some done-for-you work with every single month because it's just a really great aligned partnership. But other than that, I stepped away completely from that work and stopped doing it, other than for some VIP campaign projects that I have and that I do still offer. Other than that, there's no social media management agency. It's all VIP campaign work, VIP copy work, that kind of a thing for that direction. But I just didn't want to keep growing that part of my business. It was just not what I wanted. And it didn't feel like the whole reason that I started my business, right? It was taking me off track. I left the social media agency world. I left the advertising agency world to start a business where I could really consult and coach and help people implement these strategies and see their gifts and pull out their messaging out of them and help them make sense of it. And over the last, you know, 7 years or so since I started my business, I have really perfected that strategy and that way of being. And I've learned how to accept that part of myself and bring it out more and more, because the truth is I've been pulling tarot cards to help me have guidance in my business. I've been listening to hypnotherapy. I've been, you know, doing tapping. I've been doing breath work and going to events that have sound bath healing and mindset work for years, but I never knew how to incorporate that into my own business in a way that I thought people would understand. And if there's one thing that I've learned over the past 2 years, it's that your people will understand. You have to go with your gut, even if it feels strange, even if it feels like no one's going to understand you. You've got to take that risk, and you have to know that people are going to judge you. They are. It's not a fun thing to sit with. And that's why I pause there, because we have to sit with that, because it's true. When you are going for your dreams, when you are being unapologetically you, when you are stepping into your healing journey and reflecting that through in your business and how you're showing up and what you are embodying and who you are choosing to embody moving forward, you are going to lose people. People are going to say, this is weird, or I don't get it, or this isn't for me, or whatever they're going to say. You've got to be okay with that, because no one creates massive success in their business or in their life or in their craft without people falling away. You're never going to please everyone. If you are trying so hard to please everyone or to have everyone not judge you, then you're not living a life for yourself. You're wasting that. You're letting other people take over your power. And the truth is, what I have come to understand at a deep, deep level and see, especially over the past year of having my son and noticing how people treat you and what they say to your face and behind your back and all the things, right, about your parenting and who you are as a mother, which is like the most, probably the hardest thing that anyone will ever go through is having, for me as a mom so far with the judgment, is having people judge and make comments and talk bad behind your back or try to overpower your parenting. It's the most disrespectful thing. And that's a whole other tangent we can talk about at another date. But that is going to happen. And what I've learned through that experience is the people who are doing that are going to do it no matter what. Literally, unless you copy paste them and believe everything they believe, do everything they would do, they would judge you anyway. They're going to always judge you. So you may as well live your truth, be in your truth. Because if you're not, they win. Like, they're literally overpowering you. Those people who are judging you anyway, they're judging themselves. And I know that's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's one of those things where people often say it and it's hard to really let sink in. But what I've noticed is the people who are the most judgmental people are usually the ones who are the harshest judgments on themselves as well, or there's unconscious judgment of themselves, super self-conscious, to the point where, you know, it's one of those things. Again, we could go down all these tangents if you want, all these rabbit holes, you just let me know. But ultimately, you have to be in control of your vision. You have to be in control of how you're living your life, how you are embodying the CEO of your life as a parent, as the CEO in your business, as the creative marketing officer, the creative sales officer, the chief like officer, the chief executive officer, all the things. You've got to be in control of that. And for me, I've really had to let go of so much of my worry about people judging me to be able to talk about all of the modalities and the things that I'm now doing and embodying, because people don't get it. And that's okay. Those people aren't supposed to get it. It's not for them to get. But my people are really getting it. So since we last talked, which was in May of 2022, which is crazy, it is now March of 2024, I have had a baby. My son just turned one a couple weeks ago. And oh my gosh, it has been the ride of my life. They always tell you that you don't know until you know, right? You don't know what you don't know. And what I've learned being a mom is just that you don't know what you don't know. It is so easy to judge, to throw stones, to say, I would never do this, to say, oh, I'm this way and I would be this way and this person's doing that. And being a mom will humble you. It will humble you. You will realize that you have to really rethink what you think and what you believe and how you're showing up and what you want to be in the world. It really is a rebirth for you as well as the parent. And that's a good thing. It's evolution. It's us learning how to decide what we want to become. And in my business, what having my son has done for me, my sweet little Jordan, he has made me realize, like, okay, if I'm going to be taking time away from him to grow my business, if I'm going to be doing things in life that he's going to look at and see, I want it to be something that I can stand 10 toes down on and feel really good about. And that's why I was like, I'm going full in. The moment I got pregnant and I knew I was pregnant, I signed up to get certified in all the modalities that I had been wanting to do this certification for years. It was on my list of when I get extra money, I'm going to do this, right? That classic, when I have extra, then I'll do what I really want to do. No, I made it happen. When I found I was pregnant, I signed up to do this certification program where I learned how to be a practitioner. I became practitioner level certified for EFT, which is not electronic funds transfer. It's emotional freedom technique, which is tapping. I'm sure you've heard of tapping. It's super popular. It's really helpful for releasing emotions. It goes through those acupressure points, those major ones to help you release the emotion that gets stored in those negative beliefs. It's so helpful. I became hypnotherapy certified. So I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, which is so, that's been so much fun for me and so life-changing. Hypnosis has been incredible. Hypnosis is not, I'm going to hypnotize you, 1, 2, 3, 4, quack like a duck for the kind of hypnosis that I'm doing. It's not that like fancy Hollywood, like it is fancy, but it's not the Hollywood kind. It's the kind where you're really working with your unconscious mind to address the issues, right? It's that feeling of, you know, consciously that you need to shift, but you're still doing the same stuff in your business. You're still having the same struggles. You're still self-sabotaging in the same ways. That's your unconscious mind. That's all that trauma that you've gone through that's there. And that takes a lot of work to work through. It's not just like, I'd been a part of programs that were super like, just do it, be in the action, and you got this, and just do it, just go for it, you know? And that, there is something to that, to being able to lead yourself through those moments. But there's also, there's part of you that's not going to sustain long term, because you need to work with your unconscious mind to help you build those CEO habits, to help you learn what you really believe, to help you show up for yourself, to help you know how to regulate your emotions and your body and your nervous system and your brain when you are in a moment that's financially really stretchy, or your launch isn't going the way that you wanted it to go, and a bunch of stuff is popping up that is really energetically scary and freaking you out. And that's where a lot of this stuff has helped me big time. The NLP, the hypnosis, the EFT, the Reiki has been life-changing for me as well, becoming a Reiki certified practitioner as well. It's just been really life-changing for me. And to be able to support my clients and redo my curriculum where, yes, I'm teaching them all of the strategy, but where I'm also teaching them how they can actually rewire the way their brain is firing so they can take those actions and feel good in every step. Oh my God, it is unlike anything I've ever experienced. And it's really, really helpful. And for me, even personally, for myself, getting certified, going deep on that was a huge piece. And actually, I graduated from practitioner level, I think it was like the week before my due date. It was like a Wednesday or Tuesday or something. And my due date was like that Sunday. And I was like, oh my God. And then I am now currently enrolled in and coming to the end of my master practitioner level for those same modalities, which has been crazy, because I realized I needed to go deeper. I loved it. I was in it and I knew there was more for me to learn. I wanted to become an even better, more skillful version of this. So that was, I started that up in September. So it's been really, I threw myself in. But why I bring this up as well is investing in skill is so important. Investing in trauma informed, which is so underrated in our industry, coaching and support and certifications. Skill is underrated in the coaching industry. We talk a lot about marketing. We talk a lot about just do it before you're ready. I bet you could do it now. And I was coached that a lot. And that was really helpful in some ways, But in other ways, when it came to incorporating this kind of thing into my business, into my curriculum, I knew I wanted to be skillful at it. And that is important. You know, it's so important. And I don't regret it at all. It was one of the best investments I've made in my business and my life as a mom to be able to have these tools to regulate myself as someone who had severe trauma as a child, to be able to sit with my son while he's melting down and not scream at him and not, you know, that sounds like the bare minimum. But when you've been in severe trauma, it's really hard to manage those big emotions. It's co-regulation, you know, it's learning how to be with that and not make it wrong. And being able to regulate yourself is so life-changing. Like if you've been through trauma and you've struggled and you are finding yourself having a hard time walking through these moments, I've been a part of programs where they're just like, basically you're gaslighting yourself. You're like, just do it, go for it, get into action. Manage your mind, blah. And it's like, yeah, that works for some people. But if you really have been through severe trauma, working with your unconscious mind in a way that is going to actually support the what's going on underneath is going to do so much more for you and create such a longer lasting regulated place instead of you constantly being in fight or flight, right? Because being in fight or flight is not what we want. Working with your unconscious mind is going to do so much more for you because you're going to be working with your unconscious, aka what's going on underneath, right? There's everything that we're aware of. We may be aware that we need to stop doing certain things. We may be aware that we have this problem that we self-sabotage in this way or that way. And then we ultimately end up doing the same things over and over again. Why? Not because we don't know, not because we suck, not because we're lazy, not because we aren't capable. All these stories that we make up and tell ourselves, usually it's because this is really deeply ingrained within us. Sometimes generations of trauma being passed down and passed down and passed down. And it's really hard to just move out of that. Like, all right, I'm just moving out of that. Like, okay, here I go. That's really hard. It's not always as easy as we think it is, right? And I think that's where it's so, so important for us to work with that part of ourselves. And the other beautiful thing is that you, when you combine the strategy with the somatics, with the subconscious work, with the energy work, with the mindset and spiritual work, you can really catapult yourself. That's where you can quantum leap. It's actually the opposite of what we're often taught. We're often taught that if we just go, push through, we're going to succeed. But what happens is we're in that state of fight or flight. We're making those choices based on what seems logical, what seems doable, what seems like the fastest path. And sometimes you do need the fastest path to cash. Sometimes you do need a quick cash injection or whatever that is. But ultimately, when you're growing a business that you want to sustain, that you want this to be your thing, it's your baby, it's what you're passionate about, you want to be making choices from a regulated place so that you can actually feel good about what you're doing, so that you're building a foundation and you're making steps forward towards what your ultimate vision is. Because you, as the business owner, you are the chief visionary. You are the person that is in charge. It's your vision. You're creating something that no one else can create, right? That's the idea. And in order for you to stay in that vision spot in a way that feels right to you, that feels good and aligned, and what you ultimately want to do and what you feel you're here to do, that takes regulation. That takes you being able to, when something pops up, not just get into action immediately, to sit with what's popping up and look at it and unpack it and think about what you can do and what decisions you can make from a place that's actually grounded in your vision and not just like, oh, I need money, so I'm going to offer this, even though you don't want to offer this, right? One other thing that I've done since we last talked is I have revamped my program. It was a 6-month accelerator program called Social Strategy Accelerator, SSA. I loved it. It was amazing. I was mostly working with fitness business owners at the time, but ultimately I knew I wanted to add in some of this mindset stuff. So the program is now called The Portal. What is amazing about The Portal is that I am helping my clients who know that their programs and courses are kick-ass. They're amazing. They're providing incredible transformations for their people. And they're ready to start doubling that enrollment, right? They want bigger numbers. They want more people to know about it. They want to make sure that their content that they're putting out there is repurposable, is going to be something they can stand out in the market with, that they can attract those right people in. It's something that aligns with their true voice as well, right? Like we've been talking about. And they don't want to spend a bunch of money on ads necessarily, which eventually most of us will do, right? We're going to work our way up there. But they want to learn how to do this part without needing to do that. And they also don't want to hire a crazy team. Maybe they want a virtual assistant or a social media manager or somebody that can help them out. And they don't want to sacrifice their authenticity. They don't want to be going the bro marketer way that feels really gross to them. And they want to create a level of influence that they can stop feeling guilty or feeling like they are they even doing this? Is this even going to work? They want to feel really solid in what they're doing. And they're up-leveling. They want to not just sporadically show up on social media or in their content or in their business even and rely on motivation, right? Or procrastination when that last minute procrastination hits. If you know, you know. If you're an ADHD person, that's often what we do. We wait till the very last minute. When we do this, what we're doing is unconsciously hiding our offers from our clients who need it. Ooh, that's where that unconscious mind work comes in. And really, if you want to start doubling your enrollment for your programs, you've got to learn how to run a targeted campaign, which if you are on my Instagram, you hear me talk about campaigns and what they are and how you can use them all the time. I just did a live about it. You can go check it out. It's like the first live or maybe second when you're watching this on my page. And you want to learn how to do that in a way that has your ideal client raising their hands, right? And the thing is, oftentimes we think we're nailing it and we're not, and that's okay. It's an evolution. Trust me, I go through this too. I have people that are helping me with this portal launch to help me because I have my own blind spots. All of us do. You need someone to help you pull that out of you, that juicy content, right? That makes your soul aligned clients ready to enroll and in a way that showcases your unique magic, right? That's my magic. That's what we're doing inside of the portal. We're tackling and your marketing in a way where we're taking your genius and turning it into a true marketing campaign and allowing you to embody that CEO energy, and I become your CMO. I give you that CMO energy that is tactical, that also has that best friend energy that we can talk about housewives and we can pull in your quirks. We can pull that in where I'm going to see you. Like I talked about it in the beginning, where I'm not hiring anyone anymore that doesn't see me and my vision. I know that for me to say yes to someone in the portal is for me to know that I believe in them and their vision and I'm bought in as well, because that's key. And you're going to learn from going how to be that hidden gem to being sold out. That's what I want, right? We want you to stop sacrificing your authenticity, put your name on the map, get yourself out there. And it is a high touch program, which is important to me. It always has been. You get direct access to me. You do not get lost unless you ghost me. But it's a small group and everyone's pre-qualified. I'm really picky about it. And I take my corporate career in advertising, my fancy advertising degree, and my years of experience in coaching and all of my certifications that I've been working on in energetics and pour that into you. So yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. I am so excited. My vision for this podcast and for where we're going is so big. I'm really proud of what we're doing here. I can't wait for you to hear all the updates and see all the things. And I really want to know from you what questions you maybe have for me on marketing at this point in 2024, on growing your audience, on any of the things. And I just could not be more excited to welcome you back to this cozy space where we're going to still deliver those spicy, fiery truths, but also in a way that's aligned, that's regulated, and we're going to have the fire and the cup of coffee and the cozy sweater. And we're going to talk about where the market's going. While talking about the housewives, we're going to have strategy happening while pulling a tarot card. We're going to do all the things. And I just cannot wait to continue to dive into this with you. I'm going to be going more specific into why I believe you can't separate the energetics from your coaching business, why you have to move past the surface level marketing and showcase your true gifts by using nuance in your marketing, and energy leaks, all the things. Like, we're going to go over all the things. And I want to know from you, like, what are you struggling with? Where are you at? What are you curious about? Let me know. In Instagram, you can find me at jess.angelini. Woo! And I will see you next week on the Online Marketing Alchemist Podcast. I have to get used to it. And I'm so excited. All right, I will see you next week. It was so fun catching up with you, and I can't wait to talk soon.